Rest frame near infrared sizes of galaxies at cosmic noon. Objects in JWST's mirror are smaller than they appeared, by Catherine Asus et al. Galaxy sizes and their evolution over cosmic time have been studied for decades and serve as key tests of galaxy formation models. However, at z is greater than or equal to 1, these studies have been limited by a lack of deep, high-resolution rest frame infrared imaging that accurately traces galaxy stellar mass distributions. Here, we leverage the new capabilities of the James Webb Space Telescope to measure the 4.4 sizes of approximately 1,000 galaxies with LOGM, M-SUN is greater than or equal to 9 and 1.0 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 2.5 from public CEERS imaging in the EGS deep field. We compare the sizes of galaxies measured from NIRCam imaging at 4.4, lambda rest approximately 1.6 micrometers, with sizes measured at 1.5, lambda rest approximately 5500A. We find that, on average, galaxy half-light radii are approximately 8% smaller at 4.4 than 1.5 inches this sample. This size difference is markedly stronger at higher stellar masses and redder rest frame VJ colors. Galaxies with M asterisk approximately 10 to the power of 11 M-SUN have 4.4 sizes that are approximately 25% smaller than their 1.5 sizes. Our results indicate that galaxy mass profiles are significantly more compact than their rest frame optical light profiles at cosmic noon, and demonstrate that spatial variations in age and attenuation are important, particularly for massive galaxies. The trend that we find here impacts our understanding of the size growth and evolution of galaxies, and suggests that previous studies based on rest frame optical light may not have captured the mass-weighted structural evolution of galaxies. This paper represents a first step towards a new understanding of the morphologies of early massive galaxies enabled by JWST's infrared window into the distant universe. This was rest frame near infrared sizes of galaxies at cosmic noon. Objects in JWST's mirror are smaller than they appeared, by Catherine Asus et al.